Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Welcome to Grow. I'm Sarah Nardi. It's cold. Let's indulge in a little escapism, shall we, and take a little trip into the tropics with our resident expert, Patrick Murphy. Patrick is with ISU's School of Biological Sciences and the curator of the Fell Arboretum, and today he's here to talk with us about pineapples. Aloha, Patrick.
Let's go to the tropics. That's a great idea.
So I think we all have a passing familiarity with pineapple, at least from a culinary standpoint. Pina coladas, pineapple upside down cake, fruit cocktail maybe. But why don't you give us a little scientific background on it?
As a lover of pineapple, I want you to know it's a perennial plant and it's from the Bromeliaceae family. So that's the bromeliads. And bromeliads are common tropical houseplants as well, and they can handle lower light exposures, as many grow near tropical forest floors. They're native to tropical and subtropical America, and they've been introduced to other parts of the world and tropics across the globe. And I think hurricanes and weather have had a lot to do with it, because the pineapple floats.
Oh.
And other animals could forage on it, and before you know it, there's another one growing on the shore of another island where it's bounced across the ocean in a storm or something like that.
That makes sense.
It can now be found growing just about anywhere that tropical conditions exist, and so that includes Africa, India, Brazil, South Pacific Islands, China, and Thailand. They're not only places where they're found, but they're major growers where they're using it and exporting it. The plant stands about waist high with around 40 stiff but kind of succulent type leaves. And it's shrubby in appearance, and the pineapple flower and the fruit is borne on a stalk that emerges from the center of the plant. So the flower forms from an inflorescence on a stalk that's about 4 to 6 inches long, and the flower formation occurs 15 to 20 months after normal growth. Pineapple fruit develops from the light purple to a violet flower, and then emerges into a recognizable form of a pineapple about 6 months later. So the pineapple plant only produces fruit one time, and then its work is done.
And I had never heard that before. It dies after production, and now I'm never going to be able to take another bite of pineapple without acknowledging that a plant gave its life so I could enjoy this fruit. But did you say it's possible to propagate new plants from the old plants, right?
Yeah, that's right. And okay. when the original plant produces the pineapple, part of that growth cycle is it produces these little pups and slips that keep the process, the cycle of life, going. It takes about 2+ years for the planting, growth, formation, and ripening, and then picking. That's like 2 years.
Okay. So can I ask you, on the plant growing spectrum, the fruit spectrum, is that an exceptionally long time?
Well, let's compare it to, say, wine we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
No. That can take a generation to get the really good stuff. Coffee. No. That takes a really long time. So it's pretty fast in the scheme of things. Yeah. And a maintenance tactic of removing the aggressive suckers from the plants in order to allow more sunshine and airflow into the plant center where the pineapple stalk is born, that's an important part of it too. So long stalks are created when the plants are left to grow wild without the thinning of the suckers. And the long stalks can be weakened by the weight of the pineapple, by wind, and it causes the pineapple on the stalk to bend over, maybe even to touch the ground. That is not desirable. So you want to look at the pineapple with that in mind. The top of the pineapple has this beautiful rosette of fronds that come out like stiff little leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. They're like a crown. They're really symmetrical and well-balanced. They're objects of art.
Yeah.
The looking down on them, looking at them from the profile. Well, they're also made to capture rain and cast shade down on the pineapple.
Its own little built-in umbrella.
And then if you go down a little farther, pineapples covered with all these little scales like horns, they're doing the exact same thing. That stuff doesn't work when the pineapple's on its side.
Okay.
So it can get sunburnt, and then you get a blister, and the blister turns into a crack, and then there's juice coming out, and then there's bugs going in.
No.
And party over, right?
No.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like when we're picking out a melon at the store, there are certain things we want to look for when we're choosing a pineapple?
You would be looking for that on the harvesting end of the scale.
Okay.
You probably would never encounter that in the store.
Okay.
The suckers that go along with keeping this pineapple stem short and everything, the suckers, when removed in a manner that brings some rootstock out with it, that can immediately be planted right back in the ground. Then the cycle continues. So you might have had the pineapple that was the martyr, that's okay. He left behind a lot of friends to carry on his work. Yeah. Pineapple plants have tiny root systems, so they respond well to removing the suckers and letting the plant's energy go towards creating new fruit. Their relatively short period of time can be allowed for growers to enjoy the best of their crop by using the slips and pups from the best pineapples to produce plants. So it's like picking seeds from your best trees versus the ones that are struggling. The strong prodigy is created by utilizing this tactic.
And going back to wine, I'm going to bring it back to wine again, that's kind of similar to what we would see with wine when rootstocks from one plant are grafted onto other plants to kind of coax out the most desirable growing traits like drought tolerance and pest resistance. And this approach is maybe how pineapple growing has been able to expand the way that it has?
I think it has, and this is how the pineapple has also diversified, and it's moved it around the globe onto other shores. Pineapple is usually known to be yellow in color, but it also grows with red, blue, and cream-colored pulp, and some other variegated and bandaged foliage varieties as well. So not many of us have been exposed to that because these pineapples cannot be loaded on a ship or a plane and flown over great distances over periods of time. If you find one of these premier pineapples in your patch, you could select it because, hey, wow, look, it's got blue pulp. You see where I'm going with it?
I do.
But then, hey, that blue pineapple that we ate last night, that was amazing. Let's go pull the slips off of it and let's grow a whole row of blue ones. Let's see if they all turn out that way. Because there may be the opportunity to repropagate that preferred pineapple.
Right.
And why don't we get those, right? Is that the question we have to ask ourselves?
I am asking this question. First, I'm going to make you state for me clearly that in this world there exist blue pineapples.
Blue to violet.
So I cut it open. It's not yellow.
That's right.
It's purple. It's magic.
Or red.
Oh, my God.
Or cream. Or cream color. Yeah, yeah. With all that in mind, and this surprise pineapple thing, you need to know there are three kind of radii of pineapples that commerce handles, generally speaking.
Okay.
So let's use Hawaii, for example. The best pineapples, they never leave the island. They're eaten right there. They're a big part of tropical culture and cuisine. Their best pineapples are getting eaten right there.
Okay, so primo pineapple, not leaving the island. Got it.
The second best fruits are canned, dried, made into wine and other delights. Westerners and Europeans, well, we've found a way to incorporate them into pastry and bread.
That's what we do.
Yeah, so I think the tropical folks are doing it too, but well, that's because it's kind of processed by the time we get our hands on it. So then here's the sad part. The least of the pineapples are the ones that are for sale at the produce section of your grocery store.
Which, for our listeners at home, like the top of my head just blew off because I love pineapple, but come to find out, I've never even really experienced pineapple, not the way others have.
I find that fascinating too. And what's funny to me is when you take that grocery store pineapple home and you trim the skin off of the outside, you can, with a sharp knife, you can make great work of that and not waste much pineapple. Well, now you got to remove the core and you got to move the rosette, and what's left is oftentimes less than the massive waste that's there.
Yes, definitely.
That's another reason why the pineapples that are the best ones are not the ones for sale in Western grocery stores, because they just can't make the trip. A lot of fruits can be grown and engineered to be frozen to allow them to sit in warehouses or ships over periods of time. Well, they haven't figured that out with the pineapples yet.
And you know what? Maybe that's okay. And that's just more incentive for us to get out there and enjoy food where it grows.
You know, if you find the wild raspberries or wild grapes growing out on your walk in the forest and you eat them, they taste nice because you're there.
Right.
You're there.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay. Well, and now I know that until I get my hands on a blue pineapple, that I have yet to truly live. So.
You have to try it. You have to at least try it.
I will. All right. Well, if you have any questions about the gardener landscape, get in touch and Patrick Murphy will answer. I'm Sarah Nardi. Send your questions to wglt.org/grow.